Are you ready to shine in the spotlight? Whether you're on a podcast or a radio interview or anything beyond or in between, today's episode is for you. I'm going to be talking about 10 tips for being effective on camera and talking to the media.
Are you an entrepreneur, small business owner, or consultant looking to boost your authority, influence, and impact? The Author Switch podcast with best-selling, award-winning author Karma Spence is your answer. Tune in for actionable advice, powerful strategies, and engaging interviews to turn on your author switch and take your business to the next dimension.
The Author Switch.
Hello, and welcome to the Author Switch podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their businesses. And in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 tips for being effective in the media. Now, that could be a podcast, it could be a radio show, it could be answering questions from journalists. Either way, these tips will help you shine in the spotlight of media attention. So let's get started. One. Craft a clear and memorable message. You want to identify your core message and break it down to its key components because you want to make your message be a soundbite. Now, you've got your overall message, yes, and that's fine for your website and for your social media, but when you're talking to the media, especially radio, podcast, television, you want to talk in sound bites. So you want to break down your core message into something that is pithy and memorable. Tip two, know your audience. Now, this is different from your readers and your ideal clients because your audience in this particular case is the media. So you want to know, who are you talking to? What is your podcast host, your journalist looking for? And how can you give them what they need so they can meet the needs of their audience? That's who your audience is. They are the gatekeeper to the audience you want because they own that. Well, they don't own it, but they have that audience. You want to gain access to it. So you need to go through them. And therefore, you need to know what they're looking for and how you can give it to them most effectively in relation to what you do. Tip number three, prepare author-centric sound bites. What this means is you pull things from your book or books that can be said in sound bites. It's kind of like when I was talking about the message and talking in sound bites there, only these sound bites are specific to you as an author, not your overall business. Tip number four, practice bridge techniques. This means they ask you a question, you bridge it to what you want to say. So they ask you a question, you go, that's a great question, and that's directly related to my blah, 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 blah. Basically, you're bridging what they're asking to what you actually want to talk about. And this is an extra tip. If you have access to table topics, which is a Toastmasters thing, go to a Toastmasters meeting and volunteer, if you're a Toastmaster, volunteer for table topics, because that is a great way to practice your bridges, because you'll be asked to speak for 1 minute on a topic. Well, yes, you can talk about the topic you're being asked for, or you can bridge to what you really want to talk about. Now, it's helpful if what you really want to talk about is related to the question in some way, but maybe they ask you, so how's your golf game? And what you really want to talk about is putting techniques. I don't know anything about golf. That's just what came off the top of my head. You might go, well, that's a really good question, but I'm less focused on golf game overall and more focused on putting. And here are three tips to have an effective putt. I'm bridging from the question to what I really want to talk about. Number five, master body language. And this is an ongoing thing. This is an ongoing thing. You are always going to make mistakes, but the more you practice good body language techniques, and honestly, If you want a master, you want to learn from a master at this, I recommend checking out Cindy Ashton. She's been on some of my podcasts as a guest before. She's a good friend. And she is really good at helping you get into your body and do correct body language so that you are effective and you're not coming off as pushy or retiring. You come off as strong and confident. Now it's time for a quick break. When we get back, I'll be talking about dressing for the part, being relatable and authentic, and anticipating questions and practicing answers, and a few other tips. My name is Karma Spence, and I'm the author of Serve Up Your Book, a book about book marketing throughout the entire life cycle of your book, from before you start writing all the way to after you launch. A lot of authors don't think about book marketing until the book's already written. The problem with that is your book may sell or it may not. But if you bake marketing into your book from the get-go, you have a much better chance of reaching bestseller, of selling more books, and converting readers into clients. I think the most surprising thing that most authors that I've talked to who have read the book have found is the idea that book marketing starts before you even come up with your book idea. You bake the marketing in from the get-go. When you do that, you are much more likely to have success with your book. And most authors just don't think about it that early. Do you want to sell more books? Then read this book. Serve Up Your Book, available now on Amazon. Welcome back to the Author Switch Podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business. Now, during the first half of the podcast, I shared the first 5 tips on how to be more effective during media interviews. That included crafting a clear message and talking in sound bites, both about your business and about your books. I talked about knowing your audience and that being not your readers or your ideal clients, but the person you're going to be talking to, the podcasters, the journalists, the summit hosts. Those people are your audience in relation to talking with the media. I also talked about practicing bridging techniques, bridging from the question asked to what you want to talk about so that they sound related. And I talked a little bit about mastering body language. Now I want to talk about dressing the part. That means you want to wear solid colors over patterns if you're going to be on camera, because busy patterns can often play havoc with the camera. Now, it used to be back in the day when I was going to grad school to become a journalist, and then I switched to PR, but back then the cameras were such that you couldn't wear certain colors. Nowadays, you see people wearing them all the time and it's just fine, but the earlier day cameras, like, they didn't do red very well, and this is still the case. You don't want to wear red and blue next to each other because they tend to, like, it's like your eyes can't see both colors at the same time, so you get this little vibration of color. And there are other colors, if you check out the color wheel, if the colors are exact opposites, I believe, then often your eyes can't see them at the same time. And it causes a reverb a little bit. So to play it safe, wear solid colors. If you're going to have a lapel mic, don't wear this. Because this will go like here. That's what it'll sound like. And you don't want it to sound like that. And earrings. I can't wear big earrings when I'm wearing a headset like this because they bump against the headphone. So just be aware of where your mic's going to be and how your clothing and accessories will affect that mic. Be aware of how colors appear. Like, if you're going to have a certain color background, don't wear that color. So if you're going to be talking in front of navy colored curtains, then don't wear navy, because otherwise then you just look like a floating head. So be aware of contrasts, wear solid colors over patterns, and be aware of your jewelry. Tip number 7 is be relatable and authentic. Now, this just means be fun to talk to. Honestly, that's what it boils down to. Be fun to talk to. A good tip is to always have a smile on your face, because it's really hard to have low energy when you're smiling. And that's even if they can't see you. You can hear a smile. You really can. Often what I do to prepare to get on camera is I'll pause for a moment put a big ass grin on my face, and then I go into it. Having that smile gives me the energy that I need to project it to the camera. Try that out. Tip number 8 is to anticipate questions and practice your answers to them. So common questions for authors are things like, what's the key takeaway for readers? What inspired you to write this book? Who will benefit from reading it? Also, if you have a press kit that gives them canned questions or suggested questions, prepare to answer those questions as well, so that when they ask it, you're not going, let me think about that. That's not going to work. You need to be able to just come up with that answer right away, because you want to sound confident and poised as you answer the questions. Number 9, engage with the interviewer. Riff off of what they're saying. Pretend this is a conversation between two professionals. You will build rapport with that person. They'll ask you better questions, and they might even ask you back. And finally, tip number 10, always end with a call to action. And make it an easy to understand call to action if all they are doing is hearing you. So if you're going to send them to a website, make it easy to say. You can easily say, go to Amazon.com. That's easy to say. But if you want to send them to a specific landing page, I might say something like, Karma Spence, guest gift. Guest gift. It's got alliteration going for it, something like that. Or if there's call numbers, you're talking to a radio, you might want to just put it in there. KFRC. That was the radio station that I grew up with in San Francisco. So basically, make the URL that you are going to share easy to say so that people can hear it and it's easy to hear. And that way, you've got a call to action that's simple, easy to say, easy to hear. So there you go, 10 tips to help you be more effective with the media. Now, these tips can be used if you're on camera or if you're on the phone, and many of them can also help you just answer questions via email. I hope you get lots of interviews and that this episode helped you be more effective in responding to them. This is Karma Spence saying ciao for now. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Author Switch Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show and want to support its mission, here's how to help. First, give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you never miss an update. Your engagement helps my channel grow and reach more aspiring and established authors. Your ratings and reviews are invaluable. They help me reach more listeners and continue delivering top-notch content. To catch up on past episodes, including those no longer available on podcast platforms, visit authorswitch.com/episodes. There, you can choose to watch or listen to your favorite episodes at your convenience. If you'd like to show additional support, consider dropping a tip in the tip jar at buymeacoffee.com/Karma Spence. Your contributions help keep the podcast running and are greatly appreciated. Thank you for being a part of the Author Switch community. Until next time, keep writing.